peace and blessings, you guys. Thank you for tuning into All About Jew. Today is the official first episode of the new podcast after the name change. And I just kind of wanted to, you know, talk a little bit about why I changed it. And then what my perfect date is, because that seems to be a huge topic right now where men are just so ready to get to know a woman in a sense of not spending their money, right? So let's be honest, right? And we'll jump into that in a few. So I changed my podcast to All About Jew just to kind of get a feel of what I am into. I've spent a lot of my adult dating life trying to figure out what I could do to please the man that I'm with. And I've just decided that, you know what, it's time for me to figure out what I want to do. Do I care about submission? Sure, I still do. It's just the fact that it's not at the forefront of my mind when I'm talking to a man now. At the forefront of my mind is not what I could do for him, how to please him, what he wants. It's all about what I want. It's all about you. It's all about what the man can do for me. And then if I feel as if I want to do something for that man out of the kindness of my heart, not out of what society thinks or what I feel like would make me a good wife or person or trying to do all these things to become someone's girlfriend or wife. It's all about what will be the best thing for me to do. What do I feel like doing? I'm no longer stretching myself thin to be someone's girlfriend, wife, whatever, to make other people happy. I'm going to always put myself first above anyone else, obviously. Because this, and I'm not trying to match people's energy, I'm just saying for a while it's just been situations where I feel like I'm not being put first. You know, the person that I'm dealing with is very selfish and putting themselves first, and whatever I get left over after everything on his priority list is what I get, and I didn't like that. And instead of me trying to change that person, I just started to adapt what the person was doing. I had a friend that recently came to me, and she was saying how she was talking to other women of all ages, from early 20s to late 50s. And these are women that are married, women that are in relationships, or women that are single and dating, right? And although I don't agree 100% with what I'm about to say that she told me, I understood some of it, right? So she was saying how these women are not happy in a sense of they've has spread themselves thin. They no longer understand themselves. They don't know themselves anymore because they've twisted themselves and turned themselves and colored themselves and, you know, bleached themselves and not being literally, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, they've changed themselves in so many ways that now they're this foreign pretzel that they don't recognize, right? And I'm like, wow, okay, I've been there. These are the same women that really pushed to be married or in relationships because they felt like that was their only identity, right? Not just a part, but the only piece that made them look, you know, womanly or motherly or wanted or whatever else you want to call it. So I decided I don't want to be that person. Like, I just don't. I do feel like what I do for myself, I will attract for myself. So in the sense of if I'm happy, I'm going to attract a happy person. If I'm about self in a healthy way, I'm going to attract someone who's about self in a healthy way. But my friend was letting me know that men are natural predators, that men are selfish by nature, and men do not provide and protect. And it made me feel some type of way. And I'm like, I don't agree. You know what I'm saying? I feel like men can love. But then the more that I started to listen to what she was saying, it started to make sense. And I've encountered every type of guy that she was talking about, and their different forms. The selfish person, the needy person, the person that makes you feel like you ain't doing shit for them, you know, the person that will gaslight you and try to hurt your feelings to make you seem like you need to do more, you know, the energy taker, like all of these different guys. And I'm like, wow, that's interesting. And of course, she got her information from some lady named, I forgot, the Queen Maker or something like that. I don't agree with this Queen Maker lady. She's just a woman that was, she's still legally married to a man, but she decided to not want to give up her energy and be needed or used by men anymore. So she decided to start dating women, because apparently, by her logic, women are natural givers and nurturers, instead, which we are. But she feels like that that's the only way that you can get the real things that you need is from a woman. Now, she said this could be platonic or it could be sexual. Me personally, I do understand like getting certain things from women, like conversation, girl time, shit like that. You know, all of the good stuff that you have from hanging out with women. What I don't understand, and I feel like it's a crazy extreme and is low key on a feminist scale, is talking down on men, calling them predators, saying that they can never love unless they learn because they're not natural lovers. Some of that stuff doesn't fit in my spirit. You know what I'm saying? So I listened to some of the things she said. I'm like, okay, I can understand where she's coming from, because I mean, she's not lying when she says certain stuff. But the other stuff I felt was a bit harsh. And we have to realize, like, at some point, some people are talking from experience. And she says she, you know, she's done scientific work and shit on it. I feel you. I get it. But I still am going to love men to the end of time. So I'm at this point where I am tired of the antics of men, of them being very selfish, and of them not being able to show compassion and love, and them just taking, because they are natural takers. But I just really thought in my mind that you can have a fairy tale. I'm not going to say fairy tale, but a beautiful situation where a man is on the same scale and mindset as you, right? And y'all come together, you know, have a blended family, or you have kids together, and y'all stay married and y'all happy. Of course, you go through ups and downs, but this person is here to provide, protect, and love you. And as of 2023, it's just so many men out here that don't provide shit because they want a woman that's going to come with their own, and then some. Because not only do they want you to come with the pussy, and all these amazing qualities, right? You know, education, da da da. But then they want you to come with a full job and your own shit to combine with theirs. But if we're gonna be 100%, it's a lot of these men just want that, so they don't have to work as hard as being men, because being a man in society is difficult, apparently, right? So they want you to come to the table with all of these things to make their load easier. I do not agree with that. And I'm not saying that I want a man to live a harsh fucking life, a hard life. I just feel like the life that you want is going to be difficult to achieve as a man. But the tolerance in you and the grit in you and the masculinity in you is supposed to be able to do that. Like, you supposed to go out there and make sure that you make the buck. You know, you provide protecting and you doing all this other stuff, right? And that's what a man is supposed to do. So no, I'm not with making a man's life easier on that, on them scales. I'm not. But when you come home and, you know, you need me to be a woman, you need me not to judge you and not to push on you further like everybody else in society has, I can do that. I can bring some peace, but I'm not bringing all the peace. You need to be your peace already. And I feel like that's where I was fucking up in so many situations, where I'm trying to be a man's peace whole time he's not at peace. I'm trying to be a man's peace whole time. Men don't actually like peace. They like chaos. Men enjoy chaotic shit. They enjoy spicy ass women. So the more that I laid myself down to be a submissive woman, to be quiet and not be stressful and to be all of his peace, that shit was boring. You see what I'm saying? That shit was boring to that person. They didn't want that. They wanted me to be spicy, chaotic, and all this other stuff. And me trying to be peaceful and trying to bring that man that peace, I was not reading that. So the more that he pushed me to be submissive and to be quiet and docile and not speak on certain stuff and just take this, but also give me, just take the bullshit I'm giving you, but be my peace. Don't stress me. It was so confusing. But the man is really seeing how far can I push you down until you break and you're no longer yourself. You're that pretzel that doesn't recognize itself. And now I don't need you anymore because that's not attractive to me. I was never initially attracted to that person. So now I'm out. That is crazy. It's very chaotic. So I just decided, no, I'm going to be my fucking self. That shit is raggedy. I don't want that, right? So cool. That's where I'm at. I'm at a point where I'm happy with me going to the gym and hanging out and meeting friends and going out of town and, you know, just doing stuff for me. I recently came across this Instagram where the girl was like, you know, to restart yourself, figure out what you want. Make a list of 10 things, almost like a little bucket list of things that you want to do and achieve yourself. And it's not for anyone else but you. So I'm on the journey of doing that. I need to figure out what I like. You know, I need to figure out what I want to give someone energy wise versus what they just trying to come and take. I'm not giving out any freebies. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I decided that I'm not going to find everything that I want in one man. Right. But I also don't want to have sex with more than one man. So I don't know. I've just decided that I'm going to have someone that I deal with on a sexual level. And if that starts to muster up into something bigger, that's just what that is. But however, I am going to get my needs and stuff that I need in a sense of, because there's some men that are out here that are emotionally intelligent, right? And they do put women first. And their whole thing is, women are supposed to be first. Women are supposed to be the center. And I want that in any form that I can get that from a man. I don't want to have to go out here and try to get that from women, because I'm not even going to act like women are all together. I'm not doing that shit. And I feel like that's an intimate thing that I should be getting from a man, right? So I'll get the party guy. I'll get the guy that wants to have fun. I'll get the guy that wants to travel. I'll get the guy that wants to talk about serious topics. I'll get the, you know, guy that's ready to be with me. But I'm going to continue to get my needs from multiple guys. But like I said, on a sexual realm, that's one specific person. And you know what? I don't feel bad for that, because I really do feel so many people lack things that you need in a... You can bring everything. You can bend yourself backwards, bringing everything to the table, and that person ain't bringing but 25%. And you're willing to settle for that, and I'm not, right? So I'm not doing it anymore. So it's just one of those things where, could this change for me later on in life? Absolutely. Just like, you know, I changed from the whole, you know, submission thing. Like I said, I still feel like I should do that, but on a smaller scale and very particular. I just need to make it very known. This is what I want. This is what I'm willing to give in that submission tip, and what I'm not, you know. So we'll see how that goes. But I'm willing to take you guys with me on this journey. And, you know, like I said, it's nothing wrong with changing your mind. I feel like if you don't change, if things don't fiddle with your mind and you don't switch things up, then I don't think you're growing. I don't think you're learning. I think you're just being, you know, stagnant. So, but yeah, we're going to get through this together. We're going to see what things change. And definitely dating for me has already changed in a short amount of fucking time. So it's very interesting. And like I said, I don't mind coming up here and explaining, you know, and sharing with you guys. I have no worries. So that's going to be super interesting for the podcast. So let's jump into this dating mess. Once again, people are talking about some wild ass ice cream dates. Listen, a girl apparently was texting a guy. And I say apparently because what is real anymore? You know, I'm just whatever. What is even real? So this girl was texting this guy. He was like, you know, I really want to get to know you. I want to take you out on this date. And instead of us going somewhere like, you know, stuffy or food or movie, how about we just meet up in the park? It's a nice hot day and let's just go get some ice cream. And she was like, well, I don't think that we have the same ideas on what a good date is. So I don't think we should see each other anymore. He was like, oh, okay. My thing is, if that man really wanted that woman, he would have pushed for, okay, well, what do you want to do? He would have centered her and he would have tried to make her feel like, okay, I'm hearing you. We can do the ice cream date maybe when we get a little bit more acquainted. But, you know, a lot of guys, like I said in the beginning, they want to see if you're worth spending the money on. And women feel like they already are worth the money being spent. So it's very silly. So it's like, I feel like I'm this great person. And I feel like you should be doing all of these great things for me because I'm a woman. And that I have vagina and you want it so bad and you're hunting and doing all this stuff and crawling around and going to the, you know, barbershop and making money for this. So work for me, do what I want. And men are like, nah, I want to be saving my money and my time and my gas and my good outfit. So let's just do these little, you know, halfway, not really in or out type meetups, not even a date, right? And I just think we're at odds with each other at this point. Do I feel like it should be a mutual thing for a date? What do you want to do? Oh, okay. Well, let's try to combine both of those. Cool. Because, I mean, the man is going to pay, period. So he should be able to decide what he wants to spend his money on, right? But also, you don't want a girl going on a date being super uncomfortable. So it's like a catch-22, like, ooh, I don't want to spend my money on this because I'm not sure you're the one for me. But also, I don't want to make you uncomfortable on a date. And then a woman's like, well, I feel like I'm worth it. And I feel like you're being halfway with your pockets. Do you not think I'm worth it? And a whole bunch of women really do feel like you don't spend money on them, then they're not worthy or you don't like them. And I don't think we should think that way. It's just a strange situation. But I personally, I wouldn't want to go on an ice cream date. First of all, I don't eat dairy. So us trying to find a place where they're going to have oat or almond milk ice cream, right? And then we have to take that to a park because it ain't gonna be near a park, so we have to take it to a park. Okay, it just seems like a lot, right? But let's say they do all of a sudden have some type of little ice cream box near a park. Okay, it's hot as a bitch. I'm trying to look cute. I'm not trying to be musty and sweat, right? Okay, I don't know. I'm not trying to have my thighs rubbing together because I'm hot. You know, and depending on what kind of dress or shorts I got on, it's going to see through. Like, I don't have time for that. I don't want that. I don't want to sweat, right? I want to be cute. But also, I don't mind the outdoors. So it's like, can we do this ice cream date later in the day? Like, I feel like there's room for compromise. But once again, I'm all about self, right? So if I'm not trying to fucking do that, then I would just tell the guy, nah, I ain't feeling that. What's, you know, but I've never had a guy say, we're going to go do this. Get ready, right? It was more of, hey, what are you into? And I tell them the things that I'm into in the beginning. And then that's when they're like, oh, okay, I know a week ago or two, you told me you like this and this. Let's go on a date and do one of those things. You know what I'm saying? That way, a guy feel like he picked. You tell him multiple things. Y'all have stuff in common. So you tell him multiple things that you like. And he's like, all right, cool. I'm going to pick what we're going to do. So the man still feels like he is in charge of his dollar and where it's going. But then you already still have a woman that is comfortable with the options because she gave them to you. I feel like that's a cool compromise. But you guys in 2023, you people are very interesting. Like everything has to be about where you want your money to go. And, you know, sometimes guys take you certain places just so they can show you that, oh, I have this money. I'm showing this shit off. and some guys, like, it ain't even about the fact that they care about their dollars. The fact that they cheat. Let's be for real. Men are very fucking cheap at times. Very, like, they wouldn't. Okay. Even if you ask a guy for something, he's like, oh, I'm a giver. Sometimes they don't even want to give you money in your hand. Right? It's one of those things where it's like, hey, you said I can ask you to get my nails done. Oh yeah, anytime. Okay, well, I'm gonna come with you and pay for it. Now you done turned my self-care day into a us day. You know what I'm saying? It's cause we can get our feet done together. You don't want to give me money in hand because you think I'm gonna spend it on looking good or going out to eat with somebody else. And a lot of guys have those insecurities where a woman has taken their dollar that they worked hard for and went and spent it on another dude or to look cute for somewhere else. Or you saying the nails cost 80, but they really cost 40. So now you just pocketed 40 and they don't want to be seen as a trick or somebody that is getting played. So here we are, you know, it's just fucking interesting. I don't fucking know. Like I said, it's your money. Cool, whatever. But don't give out money if you have to worry about where the fuck it goes. Like, when people don't want to get to the homeless, they want to be like, oh, so what you want to eat? I'll go buy you McDonald's. What if the fucking person don't want McDonald's? You know what I'm saying? What if they want to go up the street to get a I don't know, one of them soft crab sandwiches that cost like $3, but you don't want to go up there and drive that, you know, drive your car up there for them to, you know, to get it. So what if they're just asking for that $5 for that? You know, you, when you giving money, I don't think you should dictate where it goes, but that's beyond the point. So many people are getting upset now about the stupid date thing. And, you know, it's a recycled ass fucking topic. I just wish y'all would stop. Like, find something else to talk about, something meaningful, like transcendence, self-care, like something like that, you know, it's just something else. But talking about where a man should take you and how much he should spend and all this other bullshit, because that's really what it is. A woman wants to be able to take pictures of stuff all over the table where this guy spent like $300 on the first date. It makes them feel wanted and special because you've made yourself equal to like a dollar. If somebody's not spending a whole bunch of money on you, you don't feel good about yourself. Your self-esteem is low. And that is a self problem. You need to fix that. That's not cute. And then men have decided that women are not worth anything in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? They have to decide if you're this type of person, if you wear this, if you think like this. And then they decide to, oh, she's worth something, so I'll spend money on what I feel like she's worth. It's just all about money and funds and the outer shell. And this shit is just so ridiculous. I get so tired of it. And these stupid ass topics. Like, if we don't start talking about something more productive, like, I think I might delete my social media. Like, oh my God, it's just so annoying. But my perfect date is something like that. It's just meaningful. You know, you listened to me and we decided to go out and, you know, execute those things. I like to do bucket list type stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always wanted to go skydiving, balloon rides. I really do like the ocean. As of lately, though, the ocean has been having, you know, it needs some me time. It's not fucking with nobody right now. Right? So I'm chilling on the ocean activities, you know. Never been a lake type person, so that's a no anyway. But yeah, 110%. I think it's something that we both enjoy, that we can agree, like, oh, this is like, we both like art. Okay, let's go to a museum. You know what I'm saying? Museums have food there. They have drinks. You can go on a date. Museums, let me tell you something. Museums be having date nights for adults only. And so does the aquarium. And if you guys have like a natural living museum, they have date nights. So they serve alcohol and it's for adults only. And y'all really get to get away from the fucking kids. You know what I'm saying? There's no kids running around, touching shit, making everything fucking sticky. You know what I'm saying? It's just literally a whole bunch of adults going on dates and doing like cute stuff and going through the exhibits. I mean, I think that's really sophisticated. I think that's really cute, you know. And a lot of museums are free, you know what I'm saying? So but then they do have these other sometimes you have to pay for the alcohol, but like I said, it's very cheap. You can get in somewhere and they might include the alcohol in the entry for like $15 a person. Like, now you done spent $30 and maybe some gas, like, you set. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, I'm not like a picky person. I just feel like if I don't want to do a certain date, I shouldn't have to do it just because you feel that it's less of a gold digger activity. You know what I'm saying? Nah, like, if you feel like I'm a gold digger because I want to go and get a vegan meal under a candlelight dinner on the waterfront, then okay, I'm a gold digger then. Like, what the fuck? I want to do some stuff that's fun, that I like. And sometimes that changes. Like, I like candlelit dinners. I also don't want you to cook a dinner and you light candles at your house. I don't know you like that. I'm not coming to your house. You know what I'm saying? You see how that works? We can go here. We have a lot of oceanfront areas. So yeah, if you want to take me on a walk and we just kind of bar hop or food cart hop or street food hop, whatever you want to call it, while we walk around the oceanfront, or we, you know, go to a restaurant and then we walk the beach after, like, hell yeah, like, that's cute. A lot of stuff can happen on a sunset or, you know, dusk or whatever you want to call it. And, you know, we just walk in and maybe we got a little drink to go, or, you know, we went to do like a little cheap date. Like, we went to the corner store, got some little Budweiser Limeritas, and we just walk in on the beach and we laughing and stuff. I mean, you got to have a lot of mouthpiece for something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be looking good. I got to really be into you to go on that date in the first place, because that sounds very cheap, right? And, you know, it's all about how you present it. Like, I got a bottle of wine. And, you know, I heard we can park our car on the beach and we can sit on the hood. I got this nice little blanket. And I want to talk it, you know, chop it up with you a little bit. That, I'm going. Especially if I like you. Especially if I like you, I'm going. If I don't, I'm not really feeling you and you, like, it's between you and such and such. No, I'm not going. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. Nah. But that is romantic. You know what I'm saying? Shoot a drive-in movie. Absolutely, I'm going. You know, like, why not? These are really cute dates, you know? To me, a picnic date in the middle of the day when it's maybe like May or like September, because it'd be hot as balls any other months. But yeah, we in the middle of the park, you know, and you packed a bag or a little picnic basket. That's thought out because you thought about the food. You know, you went out and bought a whole bunch of stuff and you found the place to take us. Absolutely. I'm going, that's nice. I mean, I've never had anybody. Men don't usually think things out like that. They usually just take you places like, oh, we got to eat anyway. Or I want to see this movie, so hope that you want to go too. You know, shit like that. I ain't with that. But yeah, anything well thought out, and I feel like you gave a fuck about my input and you listened to what I liked or whatever. Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm not going to be a bitch and be like, nah, I don't like that. But me going on an ice cream date in the middle of the fucking day, the guy already said it was hot. It's scorching outside. I'm not going. I ain't trying to be sweating and stuff. Now look at my edges. Now look at that. You know what I'm saying? Look at my baby ears all messed up and stuff because you wanted to sweat. Now I got to bring a towel. Matter of fact, let me just put on my gym clothes. If we're going outside to get ice cream, scratch the ice cream, let's just bring some iced water and let's go for a jog at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we outside getting musty and sweaty, we outside. Let me make my steps count. You know, that's where I'm at with that shit. Might as well go to the foot. Let's meet up at the gym. Let's have a gym date, because at this point, if I'm wasting time with you, at least I might as well be getting in some gains. Like, what the fuck? Like I said, that's just me. And I tend to be a little bit more compromising when it comes to men, and you know, I am slowly learning that I just need to do what I want, and if I'm not feeling it, it's not a go. So we'll, you know, we're working on it slowly, but I do feel like some dates are out of control. Like, you want to go to a football game on our first date. I'm not a football fan, and you knew that, and you still want to go here. Any type of sport, unless that woman is into it, I don't think you should take her there. Unless it's like a flex, like courtside tickets to such and such, and it's like an NBA finals or something like that. Yeah, I guess that's something that a girl would really, ooh, girl, he's taking me here. Cool, whatever. Something you can Instagram. I don't know. I don't fucking know. Or vlog. But places like meeting up at a bar, your local bar where you can watch the game at, also horrible. And doing something that the woman just doesn't like in general. I just feel like that's fucking nuts. I think I haven't had any bad dates as like, oh, I didn't want to come here. So I can't really speak on that. I've been to Top Golf, which was fun, even though I don't know how to play golf. I went to Putt-Putt, which was cool. And I actually won, so that's pretty cool. We went to this one place where they have like a lot of different activities, like go-karts for adults, like a bumper car situation, like just like multiple floors of games. Like, downstairs was like a whole bunch of like arcade games. And if y'all into like competitiveness, you know, absolutely. It was fun, you know. I was getting my ass beat, but it was fun. What else? Just stuff like that. You just have to really look at your date and what they're into. You know, if they're into more of a pampered lifestyle, be like, let's go on a spa date. Because I always wanted to do that too. Always wanted to go on a little spa date. I think those are so cool. I don't know. Like I said, some people go on Target dates. I mean, believe it or not, like, I've seen it all. People will be like, hey, meet me at Target. I'm like, okay. I'm like, hey, just get anything you want. What? At Target, babes? Let's make this work. You know, let's make this work. Be my man. Target dates are expensive. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of women will say they won't go on a ice cream date, or they won't go on a date where they're not being pampered and stuff. But then they gonna do that Target date. You see? It's all about, did you get me something? And I'm gonna tell you how you can switch that ice cream date around, right? you might be like, hey, meet me here at like 5. We're gonna walk the park and get some ice cream. She might not like it, but she might go, right? Okay. She's just trying to make sure that you're the one or whatever. And then you show up with roses and a gift. Plus, y'all are getting to know each other. And it could be a cheap little gift. It can be a little perfume. It could be a little something. You know, just showing that like, you appreciate her. And I ain't cheap. I just don't want to go to Nobu on the first date and spend all my money. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. But little gestures like that. Like the next date that I go on, first date, I'm going to buy this man a little something, you know? I don't know. I will listen to a guy and see what he likes, and then I will buy him something. A lot of the time, guys are usually into colognes, haircuts, sports. Sometimes guys like the whole cigar bar thing. So, you know, I definitely bought a whole pack of these cigars and stuff for this guy. It's just all about the guy, like, you know, try to find something. And like I said, for men, it's all about the woman for you. So go ahead and maybe find a little something that, you know, she likes. Even if it's like a little gift card to Sephora. Like, if you don't really know your audience, if you don't really know the woman like that, you can't go wrong with Sephora. Because even if you're not into makeup, you can go and buy body care stuff there. You can go and buy a lot of little cute little stuff there for your desk or whatever. You know, little hand sanitizer stuff or little lotions or shit like that. I mean, shoot, who don't? Every girl got hair. You know what I'm saying? Every girl got hair unless you're dating a straight baldy, but even she will still want to take care of her scalp, I'm sure. So, I mean, hey, you know, do that. You can go and do anything at fucking Sephora or whatever. That's my recommendation for making dates a little fun, even if you don't want to go really cheap. $20 gift card to Sephora. Maybe if you want to go like, you know, a little extra, $50 and the ice cream gonna be what, $2, and y'all walking apart. I mean, balance it out. You know what I'm saying? Hey, do whatever. My thing is make the person feel special, right? If you're going to go, the cheaper you go on a date, the more you need to make the person feel special. So even if it's like, oh, meet me at the beach. We're just going to walk the beach. You know what I'm saying? And you got a little picnic basket with maybe two different wines. Maybe you got the little candles lit. You know what I'm saying? Then you got the little teacup candles lit and y'all just going to watch the sunset. That's fucking romantic. Ooh, boy. I might touch his knee for that. You know, I might actually hold his hand for that. That is beautiful. You know, and it's you can get the teacup candles and the little holders to make sure that the wind don't blow it out. You can get a teacup candle set for like $1 and some change. And you can get the little glass junks to put the candles in. Literally like $1 and some change. Like, you can go and make that real cool and get like a little picnic blanket or whatever from Marshall's or from Dollar Tree or whatever and make that shit shake. And then you go into Kroger and or Walmart and you get in like $2-3 wine and get you some flute glasses or some, you know, wine glasses or whatever. Well, champagne flute glasses or whatever. You know, you can go get all of that shit at Dollar Tree and Dollar Tree and Dollar General. I'm just saying, it's ways to go on a budget to make shit fly, to make it look like, oh, I thought about you. And women ain't gonna know the difference for real. Shit, go and get you some roses, get her like, get her a rose or maybe like a few roses, and then put the rest of the rose petals around on the blanket and just meet her there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. This is stuff that I am into. I would like that. You know, we can't have Cinderella relationships, so let's at least have Cinderella dates. You know what I'm saying? At least have like some romance. Yeah, I hate to use the word romantic and Roman shit, but you know, absolutely some love in there. You know, mix a little, oh, I thought about you, I heard you like this, or here's a little gift certificate, not certificate, your little gift card to here or whatever. Shoot, I don't know. Hey, Marshall's got some good candles. Okay, you can give me a gift card to Marshall's, and I love candles. I'm out right now. I'm out of candles. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, I went on a date with a guy, and he bought me flowers. He bought me Chanel perfume. He bought me two candles. Ooh, they smell amazing. And he bought me some body relaxation body lotion, because you know I be at work all the time or stressing out, and he wanted me to feel more relaxed. When I tell you, That made him look 100 times better in my eyes. I was like, wow. And of course, we went out to dinner, so we paid for dinner. I was allowed to get anything I wanted. And they had vegan options. And like I said, I was allowed to get any drinks that I wanted, whatever. And we closed the place out. The manager even had to come over here and was like, listen, you know, we are about to close. He was like, but I was watching you guys. And I don't know. I just let y'all stay as long as I could, you know, because the date was good. It was cool. It was Black love. I really appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? We closed that shit out. Had a great fucking time. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, please. Man gonna come how he, you know, how he feels you should be approached. So keep your boundaries set and let him know what you like, what you don't like, and you're going to get what you want. But being a prude about it, if he's starting off with a coffee ice cream date, I mean, me personally, I don't like ice cream and I didn't want to be hot. But a coffee date, I'm down with that. Okay. You know how expensive some coffees are? Run it. Listen, run it. You know what I'm saying? You want to take me on this coffee date, this little bougie-ass coffee shop? Cool. Give me this. Give me this. Give me this. And let's have a talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, cool. The conversation got to be able to be there. A lot of people don't like those type of dates because they don't have any conversation. They don't have a personality. You know what I'm saying? So it could be multitude of things. But I would say give things a try. But if you absolutely, your spirit's telling you not to do it and you ain't really fucking with that shit, don't do that shit. Don't ever bend and do all this other stuff just for a date or for somebody to be with you. Don't do that. Stop doing that shit. Okay, you don't have to be a bitch, but you definitely don't have to be a doormat. Okay, so I have to get ready for work. It was nice talking to you guys, and hopefully you guys enjoyed this, and I'll see you guys in the next one.